there. Bye.
Okay, we ought to see your ratio here pretty quick.
I think it's right up in front of us.
Yeah, I think you're right.
We can definitely see the light mantle as it comes out over the valley here, and we're looking at hole in the wall, although it's still too subtle. We're looking right at Lair, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, there's Lair, very clear.
And hole in the wall, you can see it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's the ratio way over there with the block top.
Yeah, that's the ratio.
You're right on course, sir.
There's a little depression we didn't talk about, though. No. It's between Horatio and Camelot. But it's a depression and not a blocky crater at all. As a matter of fact, the total block population has changed. Out on the, once we get away from the rim of Camelot, the block frequency is quite a bit smaller. It's down maybe only less than 1% of the surface. Much easier driving with the rover.
Oh, my God, we got that fender on.
Very obvious that rover navigation, because of the blocks and because of the smaller craters and very subtle type craters in this area. There are up to 2 meter bright halo blocky craters, and that's blocky wall craters. It may be instant rock rather than. And I think it is, rather than bedrock, in the rim area of Camelot.
The ratio's got to be there. It's a ratio right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's a ratio. Let me give another mark on the southern rim of the ratio. And the scarp looks very smooth from here. No obvious outcrops at this time. Don't seem to be penetrating to any bedrock in the... Hey, we're traversing now just to the southeast of Horatio. Horatio has a blocky wall. However, the upper several tens of meters probably of rim looks as if it's either mantled or composed of the light gray regolith material we've been driving on. The blocks do not come to the rim of Horatio.
Okay, copy that, Jack.
I want to take you down there or not.
Yeah, Jack, hold on. I'll take you down there.
Horatio has quite a different appearance than Camelot. It is, and that's the main one. The rim, the blocks do not get to the rim. What's your roll?
I know it's not much. It seems like a lot.
I gotta go around that crater.
Yeah.
It looks like if my Horatio is any gauge, the rim thickness of maybe, this is a wild guess, Bob, but maybe an average of 20 or 30 meters stratigraphic thickness lies above the exposures of the subfloor. Exposures being blocks in the wall. And some of those blocks, again, are several meters, if not 5 to 10 meters in diameter. And they're concentrated on the west rim that I can see. There are very few blocks on the west wall. There are very few blocks on the east, north, and south walls of Horatio.
Copy that, Jack.
Okay, Bob, we're on the southern rim, 078, 2.3, and 2.0.
Yeah, we're maybe 100 meters south of the rim.
Actually, we're on a rim crest. We're 100 meters south of the break and slope into the crater.
It's a lot of, it's an undulating, hummocky traverse terrain in here, Jack.
Yeah.
These little craters make it bumpy, but other than that, it's really smooth sailing.
That's right. This is what I sort of expected the dark man to look like rather than what we landed on. Not more than 1% of the surface, and that percentage continues right over the rim crest of Horatio down onto the wall until you hit the big block.
What's this depression? That's not, no, we're not depressing.
No, I don't think.
No, we're not depressing.
Okay, 17, and how about an amp and mobility, speed reading?
I've been pushing anywhere from 9 to 11 clicks And most of the time, it's full out, and amperes are bouncing around 100 apiece.
Okay, watch these Denison.
Yeah,
I know they are. Climate, Jack, because I've been full bore most of the time, and all I can get out of this tank quick, and when I decelerate, it's decelerating in a hurry. What's our next stop here? Sample at 3.9?
080,
3.9. I'm sitting on 080 right now, and at 2.6. I think we got to add a little bit to that.
09.
Okay, stand by. We'll get a new correction for you guys on that shortly.
Okay, Bob, the surface is not changing. We see no craters that seem to penetrate into bedrock out in here. That is with blocky rims. And that's quite a contrast to the area we sampled at Station 1A yesterday. I see, I cannot see in my field of view any blocky rim craters. Now, there are light craters with fragmental walls and rims, but it looks like instant rock rather than the subfloor material. Jack, can you see over here to the left? I'll turn a little bit on the dark area of the south receipt where you get those impressed lineations. See them going from left?
Yeah, up to right. I see what you mean. Right.
That's what I saw at my window.
Yeah.
Lower left. They go obliquely up the slope.
They're more like wrinkles.
They look linear wrinkles.
Yeah,
they're craniolations, you might say, in the slope that look something like those I saw from orbit looking in the shadowed area. Or at the edge of the shadows. Bob, we've seen craters as much as 20 meters, maybe 30 meters diameter without blocky rims.
Copy that.
The rim block population is not much different. The rim block population is not much different than the average for the terrain in here.
Well, I'll tell you, if we can't recognize the change in that albedo when we get onto that white mantle, I'm going to be surprised.
Mark my words. Okay, the light mantle is just what Gene has said. That's it right now. There are some very bright craters in it. They stand out, bright halo craters scattered over it that seem to be quite a bit brighter than anything we have out here on the dark mantle. See those blocks over there? That's the first different colored blocks I've seen. They're sort of putting over to the right a little bit.
Watch
yourself here. Okay, there is a crater with a big mass of block in the bottom. It looked like there might be a secondary fragment from somewhere.
Want to get a photo as we go by?
Yeah, let's, can you swing a little bit to the right? That might be worth it. How's our time for Traverse, Bob? Do we have time for an LRV sample?
You're doing great so far. We're looking for the first LRV sample at about 4.2. That's in the light mantle, if you can do it quickly. But it's, we're
yeah,
not planning on it.
Yeah, let's get, let's see.
Target of opportunity there, Jack.
Can you get, go ahead. Okay, swing a little bit to the right now.
Okay.
Right up across that little ray.
Okay.
And I'll try to get a chunk of whatever.
Okay, I want, keep going.
Look at that big one face.
Whoa.
Okay. Let me get the switch off. 082, 3.0 and 2.6. And Bob, I've been making 10 to 12 clicks coming across the surface, and as I say, for the most part, that's full bore, except where I have to do some rapid changes.
Okay. And by and large, the back room is interested in you guys pressing on to Station 2.
Okay, we are.
That's 10 to 12 kilometers per hour.
But crew. Okay, Gene, that's a pretty big rock in there.
Okay.
And Bob, I think this...
Hold it down further.
Down.
It's got quite a bit of dirt in it.
I think this is a block from a linear strewn field of very irregular and jagged rocks that are southwest of the of a crater that's 10 to 15 meters in diameter. If it looks like the material that may have formed the crater, And you can look at some of the pictures and make up your own decision.
Okay, copy that.
Can you get it in there? Okay, you got it.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Okay.
The bag's not open.
Well.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, that's bad.
Can you push it in?
Pull down.
Okay, it's down. 26 Echo, Bob. We're on our way.
Okay, copy that. And you got a frame contact?
Oh, yeah. Let me, And I did get my locator here.
Okay, I got mine.
Thank you, sir. Gene.
And the frame count is 95.
Copy that.
Holy cow. I better slow down my picture taking.
Oh, roger, Jack.
Okay. Okay, we're in a little area where the fragment population may be up to 3%. It's getting a little more like what we saw around the limb. In fact, I would say it was comparable now, going down this slope and up the other side. But nothing like Station 1.
Okay, copy that. And the next planned rover sample will be at a distance of 4.2, so 080 and 4.2. And it will be in the light mantle. If,
okay, we got
it. Disagrees with those numbers.
Okay, it's in the first prong of light mantle, as I recall. Is that
Roger
right?
Roger the thumb.
Okay, Bob, you're heading at 260. Looks like it's right on, by the way, from what I see on the skyline.
Okay, and how's the location?
Look at that over
and up.
Well, I'm moving it, so I guess you're getting it.
Yeah, we're getting it. Just checking.
Bob, I'm still, the blocks I see still seem to be the Gabbro. Except for that one sample we took, which I hope was what I thought it was.
Get blocky here.
Let's see,
ooh, that's a big crater. We gotta get around here.
Okay. That must be Brody.
My God, is that big.
That's bigger than I expected. They,
I gotta go around this
thing. Yeah. There are some very,
I gotta go back here.
Rocks, greater than the normal Gabbro we've seen, that are very, have very large egg-sized vesicles in them.
Watch it, you got one on your right.
There
you
go.
I got him.
Yeah, I'm... Don't mind me, Gene.
Okay.
No problem. That's all right, because some of those downstairs are hard to see.
I want to get off this slope.
I wonder if I took a picture of that block for you.
I hope I did.
Getting to be so automatic that I'm not sure what I'm taking. Okay, I'm going to go through the trees between, on high point and saddle here. Okay. How's it figure, Bob? I think we're just north of Ronnie. Does that figure?
Roger, that seems to be about where you should be on the map. We'll gather your circumnavigating a little bit. The time's dropping out from time to time.
Yeah. 0.8, 3.5, and 2.9. We're on the north side of Brunswick. And it looks like Brunswick has penetrated